Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Centre-back Ruben Dias has set the challenge of going again after the Blues made the ideal start to the new Champions League campaign. City, who were beaten 1-0 by Chelsea in last season's final back in May, got this season's European adventure off to a flyer on Wednesday, beating RB Leipzig 6-3 at the Etihad Stadium. Continuing their trend of scoring goals for fun on home soil, City were ruthless in the final third against the Bundesliga side, but were uncharacteristically out of sorts at the back, shipping three goals, all of which, from Pep Guardiola's side's perspective, were avoidable. Well, Dias, who was presented with an award for the Champions League Defender of the 2020-21 season, said it's such an honour to receive this award from UEFA as a result of the hard work of all of those who made last season such a good one for our club. Now we go again. Moving on, and Kevin De Bruyne has dropped to fourth choice as Manchester City captain following a vote by Guardiola's players. He was vice-captain last season and often wore the armband, with club skipper Fernandinho not always a first-team starter. City boss Guardiola has allowed his players and staff to choose their captain since club legend Vincent Kompany departed 2 years ago. And after the latest vote, Ilkay Gundogan is now vice-captain to Fernandinho, ahead of Ruben Dias, who is third choice and wore the armband against RB Leipzig. That means De Bruyne is now fourth choice, according to reports. And finally, Manchester City, Manchester United and Liverpool are all chasing Borussia Dortmund star Jude Bellingham. He could be the subject of a heavyweight Premier League transfer tussle next summer, according to reports. It's been claimed that the Premier League trio are all ready to lure him back to England, with the 18-year-old having played with Birmingham in the Championship before making his £25 million move to Borussia Dortmund. That's all for now. We'll have more later.